With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music Podcast, or as it's fast becoming, the Must Hear ASAP Rocky Podcast.
Hey-o!
For, I think it's only the second week in a row, but this is like the fourth ASAP Rocky song we've done within
Sponsored
the last.
Sponsored by Pretty Flacco.
Yeah, so we're kind of on the payroll, the ASAP payroll.
We need to be.
You're ASAP Lynch.
ASAP Lynch.
You're ASAP Ramirez.
And ASAP Lipschitz.
ASAP Lipschitz.
Which is a nice little introduction. So yeah, it's that's who we have here this week. We have Erica Ramirez, Jason Lipschitz,
what's up,
and myself, Joe Lynch. How's it going, guys?
Thanks for joining. I'm great.
I'm here. That's all that
I'm here.
Erica's missing that one contact.
I'm missing 100%. My left contact, because I thought that there was something wrong with my left eye, and now I just feel like there's something wrong with both my eyes. I will get back to you after I go to the doctor's.
Very disorienting to have one contact in.
I think I'm just going to close the left and whatever.
But then that starts to hurt. To just keep an eye.
I
you need an eye patch.
I did start getting that, like a slight headache when I took all like both of them off, but
yeah. Well, you're a disaster. So let's.
But who needs my eyes on the podcast?
It's true. We don't need you to see anything. let's pop in. Yeah, let's start with ASAP. So we have new ASAP Rocky song called LSD. And it's awesome, but why don't you start, Erica? This was your pick.
I don't believe that the song was out before the video. Like, I feel like the video was
I think it was
like,
not.
Right,
yeah.
So he premiered the video. Actually, Lil B premiered the video. He tweeted a link to the video. And, I mean, it's I am really in love with, like, the visual of it. I mean, it goes perfect. You could kind of know what the song's about just by the title. You know, he's like in this like warped kind of reality, and as some people that were on the New York listening the other night, it's pretty much what the album supposedly is about. Is he either like talks about being on drugs and kind of coping with life and also dealing with the reality of death. So apparently that's what a lot of the album is about, and I think that LSD kind of gives you like a sneak peek. But it's too, like, trippy for you to actually feel it so, like, I guess give you such a deep impact. But I think it's just, I think it's kind of perfect for him. It's a bit of a new sound. It still has that, like, warped kind of sound that a lot of the other stuff that he used to do had, at least in the first album, not the last album, or more of the ASAP Mob music. So I don't even know what I was going with this, but I mean, I think the video pretty much made me kind of fall in love with the song, especially kind of, I don't know if it's a...
It is a beautiful video.
It breaks into a different song, so I'm not sure
if it's... Yeah, it sounds like a different song.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like another song that's on the album or if this is...
Oh, I took it as the same thing, but...
Yeah, I don't, I mean, the video made it sound, made it seem as so.
Yeah.
But I really even like that.
Missy Elliott
song.
Used to do that a lot.
I was going to say, yeah, like Missy would have two songs, one video.
I like
that. Right.
Which is kind of a cool thing.
But yeah, I mean.
Tricks people.
I really love the visual. It makes me like the song even more. And I'm kind of really excited to see what he's talking about more on the album, pretty much.
Yeah, I loved this song. I mean, I've liked a lot of what I've heard from the new album. I was not the listening party. I've not heard the whole thing. But, like, this song is just, he's doing, like, trying really different things with the different songs on this, which I really appreciate.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, it's kind of beautiful. It has a, like, a slow, wobbly bass line. And just, like, the kind of, it's a really spaced out sound. Like, I don't even know if I'd call it, electronica, but it does like kind of have a like slower Moby from the 90s, or like,
yeah,
even like I could like almost kind of like a Sigur Rós vibe at points, like just this like spaced out, like floating in the ether, like going nowhere but like being content with where you are sort of thing.
Yeah, I wonder how much of it was just like was high or doing some sort of, no, like really some sort of drugs while in the studio making this music, being like, I want to sound how I feel.
What kind of drug do you think he did while making LSD, if you had to guess?
I don't know.
Love, sex, and drugs.
Probably a lot of blow, I'm guessing. Yeah, I mean, the video, and yeah, the video is trippy as you would expect, yeah, from a song called LSD.
Yeah, I really liked it. I wonder, and like, you know, I can't remember the name of the one with like Mark Ronson and the one that you guys talked about.
Isn't
on the
Every
last...
Day?
Yes, Every Day. But I do, like you said, I do like how there's these different sounds coming, mm-hmm, from him. And it seems very natural. I feel like sometimes things can get a little shaky when a rapper goes to left field or starts experimenting, but this still seems very natural to him. So I'm pretty excited. Yeah,
I mean, what you weren't here last week, but what I talked about with Every Day was that it just felt a little overstuffed. Like it was trying to cram too much into one song, where
like
it was like
feature wise or like
not even. Yeah, I mean, part of it was like, oh, here's Miguel singing, but right, he's singing with Rod Stewart, and oh, here's ASAP, he's jumping in. Oh, the beat changes. Oh,
right,
his flow changes. It seemed like too much, mm-hmm, in the span of one song, whereas this one just feels more cohesive. It knows what it wants to be. It has its vibe completely down pat, and you know, I don't think it's that interesting of a song, but it sounds beautiful, and he, yeah, sounds great on it. And when I say interesting, I guess I mean lyrically, but I think that he's trying to push his art forward, which I respect. He's trying to go from songs like Wild Through the Night and right, Effing Problems to something a little bit deeper. And I think that's always, it's going to be hit or miss. And I feel like this album might be hit or miss in terms of the actual songs. Like, I feel like some might be tremendous and some might just not work. But I still appreciate what he's trying to do.
Well, I mean, I wasn't at the listening because I was sick. But our freelance writer, Kathy, that was there, said that a lot of it's not sounds kind of like LSD, but it's all very like, it's like a stream of consciousness type of feel. Like it, mm-hmm, all kind of flows the same way that LSD does. So I'm wondering,
I'm
like
excited.
I'm wondering like how the FK Twigs feature sounds like. Right? I believe that isn't there like a Lana Del Rey feature, or I'm not sure what
don't
other.
Look at me.
You're the juice.
I feel like there's definitely FK Twigs. Thanks, guys. I can't remember the other female feature that's on the album, but yeah. I got you excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this album. I think, you know, kind of what you were saying, Jason, it's like he's just really like expanded his palette. And I think,
yeah,
you know, I have faith in the songs. I liked the Every Day song, but I think at the very least, like, we're just going to get a broader swath of sounds from him.
Yeah.
And I think he's a really talented rapper, and like he can handle that. Like you were saying, I don't think doing different lanes like gets away from him very easily.
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah, a lot of rappers are kind of better off just like sticking with what they do best.
I have a question for you that's not related to this song, and I feel like you might know.
Okay.
You look so confused right now.
First of all, I can't see Mob. Oh, okay. So go ahead.
Is there ever going to be a proper ASAP Mob album?
I believe so. Like, I strongly believe so. I know that ASAP Ferg is working on his own music. I think that they've just now come to a place where most of them, not just two of them now, want to do like solo things.
Yeah.
So I think with them, it's more of like scheduling. It's nothing to do with like chemistry or anything.
Yeah,
but I'm wondering now that you mention it, I wonder how much of like maybe like a difference of taste in music all of them may have something,
yeah,
to do with making the album. If like this is what Rocky's sounding, and I believe that Ferg wants to be a little bit more serious with his music, so
I can just picture that being a project I would really want to listen to, especially now because, you know, they would have like a Yams tribute, and
yeah, definitely.
Ferg has really come into his own, and obviously Rocky's a superstar, so I think it'd be great.
Yeah, I think it's still going to happen. I feel like we've all bugged them when any of us had a chance to like interview them, but I,
yeah,
think it's more of like a scheduling thing.
Guess we'll see.
All right. Well, let's
keep the hope.
I am keeping the hope alive.
All right. Well, let's listen to, let's drop some LSD on the Must Hear Music podcast. I'm shaking
You're
my
so
head at my own pun.
Over this.
I know. All right. ASAP Rocky LSD. All right, that was a new ASAP Rocky. Next, let's switch gears entirely and move to some Little Mix.
Yeah.
So we've got
Lil Mix.
Yeah.
ASAP Mix.
ASAP Perry Edwards. Song is Black Magic.
Here's a fun fact for you guys. By the way, we spoke about Pretty Girls a couple weeks ago on the Must Hear Music podcast. Did you know that Little Mix have all four members have writing credits on Pretty Girls?
That's awesome.
You're
for them.
Kidding me. I'm like barely believing this.
No, it's
Wait,
true.
Wait, so really all of them are like actually songwriters?
No, I think what happened was that the song was in a very early stage.
Okay.
Intended for them. And then they contributed a little bit.
This is what, I mean, not that Pretty Girls is like a lot of people don't like it, but remember you suggested I write a piece about the problem with girl groups these days.
Yeah.
The problem being just that they can't score hits. And that was one of the things I was saying is that like A-list female artists, solo singers, like get kind of first pick at these things.
Yeah.
And then so they like kind of get the leftovers.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard for them to get like the big pop single because Britney or Rihanna or whoever's already taken it.
Yeah, there are a ton of co-writers on Pretty Girls and all of Little Mix are among them. Anyway, so Black Magic is a Little Mix song. It officially comes out on Thursday. It leaked on the internet on Wednesday. And it is. I've been a definite mixer. that's their fan army.
Yeah,
come
on.
I'm definitely a supporter of Little Mix. From why do you seem
still rubs me the wrong? Go ahead.
What rubs you the wrong way?
You said that you're a mixer. That's so weird. But continue.
That's what I mean. That's
no,
what they're
yes,
called.
No. Yes. It just sounded weird. Go ahead.
Anyway. I really enjoy them as like a UK girl group that like heir to the throne of like Girls Aloud and my personal favorite, the Pipettes. And they have put out two albums so far. Both of those albums debuted in the top 10 in the US. They just never had any US hits. Wings was kind of like a little bit of a hit.
Mm-hmm.
They made a song with Missy Elliott, How You Doing? And last album called Salute, they had some great, great songs on it, but just none of them did anything on the Hot 100. So here comes Little Mix again with Black Magic, which I assume is going to preview their third album. And it's just another just perfect kind of pop song. It's just so breezy, and it reminds me a little bit of the other, like, not their quote-unquote rival, but they're actually not rival, Fifth Harmony, Sledgehammer, a song we talked about on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems that way, where it's just so ornately constructed, and the harmonies just go so well together. And, you know, it's just like, I was listening to this song, and it's like, it's so hard to hate this, like, you know what I mean? Like, even if girl groups, like I write about pop music a lot, so like I write about girl groups.
I mean,
a lot.
Yeah, you're a little biased.
I'm a little biased, but like I can't imagine
I liked
someone.
It, so.
Yeah, I can't imagine someone listening to this and be like, ugh, like what is this? Like? It's just it's so likable. It's just so
Planwood.
It's so light. Well, yeah, I mean you, but it's so light and just very. It's not deep at all, but it's just fun. And exciting and refreshing.
Yeah, I think you're wrong, first of all. I think this is a deep song. I think this
okay.
really says Black Magic.
It's
kind
real?
Of like the full history of, yeah, voodoo overall.
We're supposed
throughout
to
the centuries.
Interpret the songs the way we want them to, Jace. And it's deep for Joe.
And
this is basically like The Prestige. It's basically the movie of the Christian Bale movie.
Right. Yes. And there's even a David Bowie appearance on the song, just like The Prestige
of
has
course,
David Bowie
of course.
In it. No, I also really liked this song. I think In, you know, in terms of people who just don't like pop music, this is probably a little too saccharine, but I think most people are open to pop these days.
Yeah.
I think most people have wider tastes than they used to, you know, like 10, 15 years ago. And I, you know, I don't want to say like this will be their top 20 hit or something, but I do think it stands out in that it is catchier, probably better constructed than a lot of their stuff. And yeah. I really do appreciate, the verses are like equally as strong as the chorus. Like it kind of has like there's a guitar riff going on. It has like a little oomph to it that you don't always hear. Like a lot of pop songs, some pop songs they've done like have great choruses and then kind of fall off on the verses. Like this has a very strong, like every second is like justifies it being there.
Yeah.
Doesn't slouch off.
I totally agree.
Wow, guys. I don't even know what to say. No, I really like the song. It's super catchy and fun, and it just sounds like it fits them like perfectly. Like each one of them, you know, especially like you said, the hook just seems like it was like meant for them, which actually means probably a little bit more after we talked about how girl groups usually write for other artists and don't get like first picks. So I feel like they actually got like a winner that was meant for them, and they kind of took it to where it needed to be.
I have a gossipy question, and I'm trying to call up the lyrics. I can't exactly remember what it is, but there's something in this that's about like how they have like a poison or a serum that like makes the boys come to them. Do you think like having that lyric was a conscious decision? Because Perry Edwards is in Little Mix, and she is like in the unique position of being the only girl in the world to actually be engaged to someone who was in One Direction.
Yeah, to Zayn.
I mean, she's like, and this song is about like someone like capturing a boy's attention. Like, do you think they were like playing off of that intentionally?
Joe told you this was deep for him.
Yeah, maybe I'm getting a little too deep.
Yeah, I think
into
you're
this.
Getting a little too deep, man. But I don't
entertain
know.
Joe. Yeah.
Entertain I'll the say, idea.
I'll say absolutely without a doubt.
All right,
no, I don't
perfect.
Know. The last thing I want to say before we move on is I have no idea if this group will ever score a U.S. hit. They're a big deal in the U.K. They play arenas in the
Why
U.K.
Why don't you think this would be a U.S. hit?
It just doesn't really sound like anything that's working on radio right now. If you look at like what Fifth Harmony has been doing, like they put out songs like Sledgehammer was, I think, a great song, but it just wasn't that big of a hit. And now they're doing Worth It, which is a much bigger hit, but it's more like rhythmic, Kid Inks on it. So that's like that style is working much more for
the
them.
Pop, like rap, not like rap. Yeah. But like,
yeah. It's sort of can be like crossed over a little bit to like rhythmic radio, but I just don't know if a song like this is going to work. But I mean, I hope so. I think it's great, but it'll be interesting to see if this group ever really impacts the U.S. They have such a huge fan base internationally, and not to say that they don't have U.S. fans, but it's just nothing compared to the rest of the world. So,
all right, well, let's just give a listen to this jam. It's Little Mix, Black Magic. All right, that was the new Little Mix, Black Magic. Next up, let's do one of mine. This is one I'm very excited about. I'm excited about this whole album. It's Shamir, who we've talked about once before on the Must Hear Music podcast. We talked about his song Call It Off, which is also on the album that just dropped called Ratchet. And I wanted to talk about Make a Scene, or just in general, the whole album, which is, I think so, I've only listened to it start to finish twice, but I think it is one of my favorite things this year. It's just, I really love like off-kilter pop music that doesn't sound like much else out there. And like, there's touchstones for this, certainly. Like, he's kind of got an electro disco-y sound. Like, definitely if LCD Sound System hadn't existed, it's hard to imagine that he would be making this music. Other than that, like, it really doesn't sound like much else.
It sounds to me like LCD Sound System or like Hot Chip, but their front man like just tried to rap the whole time.
Right. Yeah.
He's
it's like
he's like talking rappy.
It's like a sing speak. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like if I tried
this,
to rap.
Like, personality for him because of how he like rap talks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he has a very, if you're unfamiliar, he has a very unusual voice. It's called countertenor, which is something most people don't have, but it's just a pretty androgynous sound.
Yep.
So you're listening to it and it's neither feminine nor masculine. And the music is like that too. Like this is, it's kind of like party music, and it has like an, I would say, an erotic vibe, but not sexy. Which is kind of, I'm laughing at myself as I'm saying that, but kind of like the trick that David Bowie would pull off, or like even Prince, like you would talk a lot about sex, but it's not exactly sexy, you know? But anyways, so the song I picked, Make a Scene, one of the reasons I just like, the lyrics are incredible. There's girls like guys who are ripped and buff, boys like girls who have big butts. And after he says big butts, it cuts to this like really like cheesy 80s electric guitar riff, like totally just like, you know, like you would see in an 80s movie, like a hot chick walks by and then the guitar is like or something. It's just like there's like in jokes on this album. Yeah. It's just like, and there's even cowbell on this song.
Yes.
It sounds fun.
What do you guys think?
It reminds me of Talking Heads, like speaking in tongues album a lot.
See that.
And which I love. And he's having so much fun with what I feel like I use the word fun a lot on this podcast.
I'm starting to.
There's nothing wrong with fun
because
though.
Of you.
Wow.
No, I don't think it's a bad thing.
We'll look up synonyms for fun that you can use next.
Very
time.
Enjoyable.
We'll give you a little chart. Yeah, exactly.
He's really enjoying
can
himself.
Can you tell
he's,
we're writers?
He's coming. Having a blast. He's enthralled with his.
Okay, stop it. All right.
No, I'm impressed.
Hey, thank you.
How old is he? How old is Shamir?
He is 20.
Oh my gosh, I thought he was younger.
He makes me feel bad about my.
I know.
Life
it makes
goals.
Me feel like, what have I done?
You're like 25. Like,
I am not 25, but
okay,
that
sorry.
Is not something we'll talk
about. 27.
I'm almost not 27.
Hey, you don't want to out his age on the podcast.
Why wouldn't I? Like, why?
I'm just kidding.
Okay, the reason I brought up his age is because I like that it just feels very him. Like, it's very, it's still also very chill is what I like. Maybe it's because of, like, the tone of his voice or the way he raps. But, like, it just seems, he seems very comfortable. And he seems like he's just having fun. And it's not over the top. It just shows you don't need to be, like, over the top to, like, have fun in your music or make it sound like you're having fun. And like you said, like the lyrics also, especially on this song, are kind of great. Like I love them. Like anyone could appeals to like pretty much anybody.
Yeah, I feel like, and kind of building off what you said, he definitely feels comfortable. He sounds so confident on this entire album.
Yeah.
Like it sounds like his whole worldview is completely unflappable. Like when you say like the girls who like this and the guys who like he's almost stating them as fact. Like there's never any part of this album where he's not in control of
that's
his
a good
lyrics.
Way of putting it.
He said that girls cry because they don't find good guys, and I just want to say that that's very true.
Aww.
And then he says that then instead they go make a scene, which is also very true.
Emo podcast.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, of course you pick out the most emo lyric on the album.
I'm so predictable, guys.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, listen to all of Ratchet, whoever's listening to this.
The whole thing is so good. And it's, I mean, yeah, it's certainly not for everyone. I think if you have an open mind about, like, weird pop, you will definitely like it.
Yeah.
I've been reading some reviews of it. And the thing I think if you, the way you wouldn't get it is I've read a few people who are like, oh, this sounds good, but it needs to be a little more polished. And I'm like, if you're saying that, you 100% don't understand what he's going for.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you do, it's incredible. Shamir, Ratchet's the album, and the song we're about to listen to is called Make a Scene.
Girls like girls who have big butts, and girls are sad all of the time, because good guys are so hard to find. So why not go out and make a scene?
All right, that was Shamir. Make a Scene. Next up, let's do... Who should we do? Let's do BBMA highlight, Tori Kelly.
Oh!
So the song we're talking about is Should Have Been Us, which is different than the song she performed, which was Nobody Love, at the Billboard Music Awards, which was, I think, definitely one of the highlights. I think we spoke about it. I mean, it was like an acoustic performance.
For sure.
She was in that kind of like unenviable position on a very star-studded lineup where, like, pretty much everyone who played the Billboard Music Awards is a household name.
Yeah.
Tori Kelly is not a household name.
She's in my household. I just want to say that.
Maybe in the Ramirez household. But
of one, okay.
But that's, like, a tough spot to be in. Like, you really have to come, especially and then doing an acoustic song. But, like, man, she just, like, totally owned it, was just, like, so arresting.
She was definitely nervous ahead of time. We spoke to her on the red carpet, and she was like, "I'm really excited. Thank you, Billboard, for having me."
Yeah.
It didn't show it. She sounded just or maybe that was it. She turned that energy into just like, a powerful delivery. But kick it to you because it was your pick, Erica.
As Jason knows, I've been obsessed with Tori Kelly for a minute now. Obsessed, yeah. Dear No One is like, again, very predictable.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I need to like that song. That's so sad. I wonder if I'm going to be this emo when I have a boyfriend. Anyways.
You'll just listen to Little Mix when you have a boyfriend.
Yeah, it'll just be Little Mix.
Very
and you'll
true.
Be like, now I have my Zane.
Oh, God. Maybe I'll just stay boyfriendless. I'm a huge fan of Tori Kelly, and I'm glad you guys brought up the Billboard performance because that's exactly why. It's because of that voice that she like possesses. So I'm really glad that she did like that song, like an acoustic set. And this song, you know, she also like shows off kind of her vocals, but it's a little bit, it's also like fun, not too crazy. It's still very chill, but I think it kind of fits going off of the last single, which I believe is a little bit more pop. Am I wrong, Juice? Like the one that she performed? Yeah. So this one seems like a little bit more chill than that. I'm wondering like if she's going to have a little bit more like R&B to this album, because I feel like she would also do great to kind of combine the pop and R&B sound. Because of her style and her sound. But, I mean, I think this is just a really cool, like, fun song. Good second or third single, I want to say.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much... I've been kind of obsessively listening to Tori Kelly.
You have been.
I know. Someone pointed out on my Spotify. People need to stop lurking.
I love lurking
just
on your
Spotify. Just don't tell me that you're lurking.
I lurk and I don't tell you. Is that okay?
Okay,
then?
That's fine.
People
tell me and they
you.
Screen grab it. And they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, no, yeah, I'm listening to Childish Gambino. What do you think? Like, no. Anyways.
People haven't done that to me in a while, and I appreciate that they haven't done it. So,
but it's
yeah.
like, why? How are you? Are you surprised that I'm listening to Childish Gambino? Like, no. Or Tori Kelly? Like, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, go ahead.
Wow, that's very... The veered into a dark place. Yeah,
it's
at the
not
end.
Really dark. Okay, go ahead.
Here's what else I'm angry about. With Erica Ramirez.
I'll save it for
that's
the
on the
juice, podcast.
Yeah. anyway, so Tori Kelly is someone that I really admire in terms of her technical ability. I don't know if she has like a lane yet, and that's kind of my impression that I've been getting from her songs. Like, I kind of like this song in the same way I kind of like Nobody Love, but I just feel like she has the voice. I just don't know if she...
What lane do you think? I think that's why I kind of want to see how she sounds with, like, R&B.
I would love that,
because
yeah.
I'm wondering if that, like, would fit her. Because I agree that she doesn't have, like, this lane. She
maybe
has
kind of
talent.
Has an R&B flavor. I mean, it samples the famous sample that's in Run DMC's Pied Piper, or Peter Piper.
Yeah,
which is, like, appears in, you know, 8 million hip-hop songs. So there's definitely, like, a flavor of, mm-hmm. like... rap to it, but it's certainly not like a straightforward R&B.
Yeah, tune. It's just I don't know, because the other thing, like, I listened to like Nobody Love, and the verses of that, the chorus of that song is very much like, it's a little bit like the percussion's a little harder, it's definitely more R&B, but then the verses are very much like Natasha Bedingfield,
right?
Which is like,
I thought we liked Natasha Bedingfield.
I don't dislike
on this
Natasha
podcast.
Bedingfield at all. I don't dislike that, and like if that's what Tori Kelly's aiming
like
for?
I mean, I think Natasha Bedingfield is like this daydreamy type of like sound to her.
Yeah.
And I guess that doesn't go, I guess, with the production of the song, but I'm trying to think of another artist whose lane like she would gear towards.
I feel like the only thing I know for sure about Tori Kelly is that she can sing well. But yeah. I don't know anything else about her in terms of her music. And that's not
just a little early though.
Well, yeah,
that's what I was gonna say.
She has like a look that like
yeah. Yeah, and I don't think it's a bad thing at all. Like, I think that she's charming. I think that she has, like, this kind of charisma. You saw it at the Billboard Music Awards that could lead her into really some great performance opportunities. I just don't – in terms of, like, recorded stuff, not there yet. And, again, like you guys said, it's early, but I just – I don't know. I want to hear what direction she goes in.
I feel you. And I'm just going to be stuck on, like, what direction that should be. I'll guide you, Tori Kelly. Let me figure it out.
Wow.
You'll plan her career.
No, like, I'm thinking, like, Ariana Grande has that type of, like, pop R&B feel, but, like, I can't imagine, I don't know, like, that song, like, that music with Tori Kelly's vocals.
But I guess that's the point is, like, you heard Ariana Grande's first single or first two singles, The Way and Baby I. You knew exactly you just know what she's about. Like, you just understand what. And she's branched out from that into like more dance stuff and more pop, but like you just kind of understand her voice and where she fits in. I don't feel like that with Tori Kelly yet.
I feel you.
I can see that. Well, let's listen to Tori Kelly. Song is Should Have Been Us. In Jason's eyes, it should have been better or something else.
I don't even think it's a bad song. I know.
Let's listen to Tori Kelly. All right, that was Tori Kelly, Should Have Been Us. Next up, let us look at, what do we got? Let's talk about Jamie XX of The XX featuring Young Thug and Pop Can. Pop, two A's in Pop Can? Is that Pop Can? Cane?
I think it's Cane.
Pop Can?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, song is I Know There's Gonna Be Good Times.
Yeah.
And this like just dropped.
I almost want to let Erica take lead on this. Yeah.
I'm obsessed with this song. First of all, I could actually hear what Young Thug is saying. So that's
that was
a
cool.
good thing. And he's pretty funny when you actually can hear him rap. I don't know. It's like a blend of like amazing like genres of like pop, R&B, like the dance hall type of feel. I don't know if is Jamie XX behind the production as well.
Yeah, he's he's the XX in the band, the XX. He's like their production guy.
Yeah.
So that's like his lane primarily.
It's like a dance song that you wouldn't expect to like fall in love with, but I think that it's pretty addicting like the minute that you hear it. So thanks, Jace, for putting me and others on.
Yeah, I try.
I haven't listened to like the other stuff. I know he released like a four song EP? There's like a four song EP he put out this. I don't know.
I think it was a preview of his album.
Of this.
Or it was billed like something like that.
I've heard that, but if like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm all about Jamie XX and Young Thug teaming up. Like that's just something I have to hear, and it totally delivers. And I agree with you. You said that you can understand what Young Thug's saying, and it's funny because Young Thug has become this sort of phenom in hip hop while also being kind of a mush mouth. And I mean, it's true. A mush mouth. That's a Fat Albert.
It's reggae, not dancehall, guys. I just want to correct. No, I mean, listen, people. Anyways, go ahead. Listen.
So I just think that to hear him singing so euphorically on this song is just a treat. And to have Jamie XX giving him the sort of sonic palette with which to do that, it's just beautiful. Like this is just like a purely gorgeous song and just a jam. Like this is like somebody, I think our colleague Stephen Horowitz tweeted out this song and said like this is the summer jam, and kind of agree with him. I would love to listen to this all summer.
I could like see or hear this song being played at like rooftop parties and like barbecues. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's like just
why not?
A very like chill dance song. Like, I don't know. I mean, I think that Jamie XX kind of did magic with this one.
And it's funny because Young Thug doesn't as engaging and as non-serious as he is, he doesn't really have that many chill songs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, he has his own kind of chills. Yeah. Like it's
like Stone, like Young Thug type of Stoner song. Isn't like a chill song.
Right.
And yeah, it's just like Barter 6, his new mixtape is a little darker more than anything. But anyway, yeah, I definitely recommend this.
Yeah. I don't have much to add. I think it's awesome. I also think barbecue when I hear this song.
Barbecue, yeah.
Yeah, let's summer have a barbecue jam.
Let's have a barbecue.
Must eat barbecue. I like
all right,
that.
Yeah.
All right, we're out of control, guys.
Yeah, that got out of our hands pretty quickly. Yeah, so let's listen to it. It's Jamie XX featuring Young Thug and Pop Kane. I know there's going to be good times. It's the song.
Good times, there's going to be some good times. Man, we used to pull up and let them fight at that hood time. Remember, I used to grab on that ass when it was about that wood time. It had a bit walk up tripping, she get that much time. I don't waste time. I don't have patience, baby. She gonna get on
all right, that's the new Jamie XX. And next and last, one of my picks, we have... something I don't think anyone was like expecting, but we got it anyways. It's a new Courtney Love song.
Oh yeah.
It is called Miss Narcissist, which is, you know, just, I mean, the whole thing, like from the title to the sound is just like classic Courtney. Like this is a screechy, like empowering, like balls out grunge song. You know, and the title is obviously Miss Narcissist. Like she is both. She's talking about, the lyrics talk about someone in the third person, but she is very much like playing off of her image and the way people perceive her. And in some ways, she's kind of like owning some of that. And in other ways, she's ironically attacking people who, you know, talk about her in derogatory terms for decades at this point. You know, she's talking about someone who's a thief and a parasite. That's something that's kind of plagued her throughout her career. You know, people have been like, oh, you're just, you know, sucking off of Kurt Cobain's fame, or then, you know, when she was with Billy Corgan, like, oh, now you're just leeching off of him, which is, of course, ridiculous because she's just like, I think, one of the best rock vocalists of the last 20 years. Live Through This is an all-time classic, you know, every bit as good. Yeah. Okay, maybe not as like Nirvana, but every bit as good as most other rock classics from that era. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, in this song, no, this is not as good as Live Through This, but this new song, Miss Narcissist, is awesome. It sounds very honest. There's an interesting part where she's singing about no apologies, which I have to assume is kind of like, you know, her take on Nirvana's All Apologies.
Yeah.
It's great. I don't know. What did you think of it?
Yeah. I kind of have like a soft spot for latter day Courtney Love music. I actually liked the last whole album a lot, and I liked what she's put out in terms of what I didn't like is what she did on Empire.
Was terrible. Yeah, when she sang Take Me to the River, it was so, and it just didn't make sense for the character.
Yeah,
I didn't like her role. I mean I didn't like that they gave her that role.
That was a bad subplot. I don't know. Empire.
I don't know Courtney Love as much as you guys know, but it's just more of like, come on, give her a little bit more.
Voice is rough, and it just is rough, and it just didn't make sense that she would have been some like vocal powerhouse from the 90s who like isn't an R&B singer. It's, you're like, that just would not, that's never
what a weird
happen.
Thing like, just have her play herself, like, exactly, just have her, like, play Courtney Love
subliminal shots.
So anyway, what is this from? I don't think
it's from anything. I think it's a one-off. I mean, there's always, I think, the chance that we could get an album, but I as far as I'm aware, she's not working on one. You know, she's got that
Lana Del Rey tour.
The tour with Lana Del Rey. Memoirs being held up. She was recently in an off Broadway thing that I saw, which was actually really awesome. Her singing in kind of like an electronica context, and it was just like really weird and somehow worked.
Weird. Well, it's a great little one off. I would say that. I think that it's definitely like a very self-effacing song, and in a way, it's very self-aware in a way that I appreciate.
I really appreciate it, like the lyrics of the song.
Yeah.
'Cause, you know, I'm not a huge Courtney Love fan because I have not heard Courtney Love so much as people or you guys have.
That's fair. At least you're bold about it
and in declaring it. No, I mean, it's not what I grew up with, so yeah. Not what I listen to, but I kind of respect usually what she says or how she says it.
I feel like you would enjoy some classic Hole. Yeah, it's just like
on?
I will put you on to some classic Hole. Okay. I'm a big Celebrity Skin guy as well, and I mean, Live Through This is great, but I personally love Celebrity Skin. So
going to bed for Celebrity Skin.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, no, there I can definitely see there are a few like emo vibes to some of the Whole things. I think Eric could get
you
in
got
on
me.
That.
Yeah.
But so let's listen to it. It's Courtney Love, new song, Miss Narcissist. That was a new Courtney Love, and that's all we got for this week's Must Hear Music podcast.
What a week.
The mix of songs.
I really liked the mix of songs, too. It was nice and eclectic.
I hope everyone did.
I hope all the listeners at home or walking around
just
public.
Just throw hands up as if we don't do this for people to listen to.
I forget sometimes.
She's just like, I'm just happy holding a microphone and talking into it.
I'm just happy to be here, guys. That's all.
Go get your contacts, Erica.
I know, I can't see. My
this is a tough week.
This is a rough week for her.
I know.
But thank you so much for listening. And if you've got some recommendations, tweet them in at us. And yeah, especially for like summer song stuff, you know.
Yeah.
If there's
anything
you're thinking is going to be the jam for this summer, especially kind of, you know, like the off the beaten trail sort of thing.
What summer
jams?
Let
us know. All right. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.